Chapter 23. Eddie? Eddie? My voice grew higher and more frightened as I called his name. Where did he go? Hey, Eddie! I shouted. The two women glanced up from their vegetable picking. Did you see where my brother went? I called to them. They shook their heads and returned to their work. Oh! I had to jump out of the road as a cart, pulled by a groaning, grunting ox, came barreling past. The driver, a fat, bare-chested man, his pouchy skin darkened by the sun, slapped the ropes that served as reins. He bellowed at the ox to move faster. As the wagon rolled past, its wooden wheels sank into the mud, leaving deep ridges in the road. Chickens clucked and scurried out of the way. The two women didn't even glance up. I made my way to the entrance of the abbey. Eddie, are you back here? I pulled open the door and peered inside. The long, candle-lit hall stretched before me. I could see men in hooded robes gathered at the doorway. We just came from there, I told myself as I closed the door. Eddie wouldn't go back inside. So where was he? How could he run off and leave me here? How could he just disappear like that? I called his name a few more times. Then my throat tightened up. My mouth felt dry as cotton. Eddie? I called weakly. My legs began to tremble as I walked to the side of the first cottage. Don't panic, Sue, I told myself. You'll find him. Just don't panic. Too late. I was really scared. Eddie wouldn't suddenly wander off and go exploring without me. He was too scared. So where was he? I peered into the open doorway of the cottage. A sour smell floated out from inside. I could see a crude wooden table and a couple of wooden stools. No one in there. I made my way behind the cottage. A grassy pasture stretched up a gently sloping hill. Four or five cows stood halfway up the hill, their heads lowered as they chewed the grass. I cupped my hands around my mouth and called to my brother. My only reply was the soft mooing of a cow. With a worried sigh, I turned around and made my way back to the road. I guess I'll have to search every cottage, I decided. Eddie couldn't have gone very far. I had only taken a few steps toward the next cottage when a shadow slid over the road. Startled, I raised my eyes and stared at the dark figure blocking my path. His black cape fluttered behind him in the wind. He wore a new black hat, and his pale, pale face poked out from under its dark brim.